As we push toward the end of 2018, I've been thinking back over the course of the year, and to some extent, I think personally, I've leveled up as a as an adult or as a man, at least in terms of how I view the world and how I view responsibilities. And I'm not entirely sure what caused this. I think some of it just happens no matter what as you get older. I have no doubt a lot of it is because I have two children, and at that point, the number of responsibilities and commitments you have just triples or increases tenfold, actually. I think many men and dads in the audience might agree with me. Sometimes I just want 20 minutes to myself without anyone taking turns coming and asking me to do something. Sometimes I just want 20, just give me 20 minutes by myself where I'm not dealing with work or one family member or another or the pet needing something. It's just nonstop sometimes. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. It's a lot of work. But as part of that, the upside is, again, I feel like I've hit a new level in terms of discipline and responsibility. And it has made my life better, especially the discipline component. Discipline is a very unique thing that I think the huge majority of us fall short of across the board. And I don't mean discipline as in you get up and go to work every day, or if you're a university student, you get up and you go to class every day. Okay, maybe that's discipline, but that's not how I would think of it, because you have to, especially for your job. If you don't go, you don't get a paycheck. So I'm not sure that's necessarily discipline. You have to do it if you want to survive. Instead, I think of discipline as the things you don't necessarily have to do it, and nobody's going to say anything if you don't do it, but you still do it anyways. That's where I feel like discipline really kicks in, where the only person you are letting down by not taking care of whatever this task happens to be is yourself. So clearly a good example of discipline is, have you ever been up at 5 in the morning, going to the airport or something, and you see somebody running on the side of the street, and it's raining, and it's barely even bright outside, and this dang person is already up and running? You'd struggle to find a better example of discipline than that, because it's not like that person is built with some level of energy that you don't have. It's not like they get up at 5 in the morning super excited to go out in the dark and run a few miles. It's probably the worst thought in the world to them, but still, they do it. Maybe getting up at 5 and having that extra hour is the only time when they can possibly get this run in. Because after that, they have work and family or other responsibilities. So they find that one period, if they get up an hour earlier, they can do their workout or their exercise. That is how I think of discipline. When you don't want to do it, your body is telling you in every way, you don't have to do it, nothing's going to happen. You know, you have the devil on your shoulder. You don't need to do this. You can watch TV. You can sleep a little longer. But you still do it anyways. That is discipline. It's not discipline anything else. Like growing up, I've talked about this. I played guitar every day, 4 or 5 hours a day. I really worked at it. I went to college for it too. But I would never refer to that as discipline. Oh, I had the discipline to play or practice guitar 4 hours a day. No, that's not necessarily discipline, because I enjoy doing it. I did it for fun. Discipline is taking care, to be frank, is taking care of your shit when nobody's making you, nobody's forcing you, and in fact, every part of your body and every part of your mind is telling you, I don't want to do this, or I can't do this, or I don't have time to do this. Discipline is doing it in spite of all of those things. And I do feel like that is an area I have improved on in 2018. And I have to tell you, this tweaked point of view has had a significant effect on how I view the world and how I view maturity and responsibilities. Much of your 20s is more about you indulging yourself, finding yourself, deciding what you want to be in the world and how you want to participate. It's a very me-focused decade, especially your early 20s, almost to a painful extent. It's so me-focused. And no doubt, social media exacerbates that 100 times over, but that's another podcast. But as you move to your 30s, you kind of pull away from that, and you start thinking more about, again, what it means to be an adult, what it means to be a dad, what it means to be a man or a woman. And again, to use that crude phrase, take care of your shit. For some reason, I keep coming back to that little phrase this year. I've thought about it a lot. It's such a simple thing, but most of us go through too many years where you don't deal with your shit. You put it off, whether that's sort of putting off the debt that you accrued on a student loan or on a credit card. You just kind of tuck it away, or not dealing with your responsibilities, or not having the discipline to take care of yourself, or to exercise, or to eat right, or to not have the commitment to better yourself and to learn new things and improve your situation. As it turns out, it's strangely and weirdly difficult to do that consistently when you're younger. It's almost like you have to grow into true adulthood. Here's some other examples of taking care of your shit. Dealing with life insurance for yourself. It's not fun. Nobody wants to think about what happens if they die and no longer exist. It's something you do because you're an adult and you have responsibilities to your family and you're doing it for them, not for you. Other examples are dealing with your income and dealing with your debt. And if you need to and your spouse is pregnant or something like that and your financial situation is not great, then being an adult is getting 3 jobs because that's what you do. You take care of your situation. Even when you don't want to do it and you don't have the energy and you don't have the willpower, you still have the discipline to take care of it because that's what it means to have discipline and to take care of your situation. Now, to be clear, I'm not on a platform here. I fall short of this every single day, but it is something I've been thinking about. It's been this thread throughout 2018 for me, and I'm not entirely sure why, but no doubt it's an improvement. I think of discipline as you have this constant battle in your life between discipline and laziness or complacency. And too often, our desire to do nothing, to just stay where you currently are, wins the battle almost every single time. So again, in terms of exercise, because that's something I've focused on a lot this year, there's almost always that inner battle in my head. I really need to go do my workout now that my daughter has gone to sleep and I have a little bit of free time. The fact that I need to take care of that is in constant battle with, I'm so tired, I just want to sit here and watch a movie. It's like this constant internal battle. And I think up until last year, the quote, I'll do it tomorrow, that kind of viewpoint, up until last year, won every single time. And that's what I mean about this kind of switch in 2018. I've definitely gotten better at recognizing this battle of discipline versus remaining stationary. The only difference is now, at least way more than it used to be, the discipline side wins out because I think about it more. And it's almost like a badge of honor now that I can see, okay, there's this struggle between taking the disciplined approach versus the stationary do-nothing approach, and I'm not going to allow the lazy side of me to win. When up until a year ago, too often, it would win the fight. Now, I try not to ever let it win the fight. Sometimes I even think to myself, the fact that you don't want to do this is exactly why you should be doing this. And on some level, that works with me, and I find myself making the correct choice. I felt this quite a bit on the Laracast.com redesign. We started working on it. I mentioned this in the last podcast. We started working on it in April, so I'm not sure how long that is, seven months. It's a very long time to dedicate every single day to chipping away at this project. It's very difficult to do that, again, especially when you don't have a boss making you do that. It's just me in an office. And if I don't want to work on that for a week or a month, literally nobody's going to say anything to me. So you have to, and this is true for your own projects, whether you're going out on your own or it's just a side project you're working on or whatever it happens to be, you have to have the discipline to say, no, I'm going to do this every single day or 5 days a week, whatever the interval is. You have to have the discipline to say, this is going to take me a year, but I'm going to dedicate 2 hours every single day, no matter what. And even when I don't want to go upstairs and get on my computer because I'm tired, I'm going to do it because that's what it means to be an adult. That's what it means to have discipline to improve your situation. That's the sort of thing I've been thinking about this year. And it's a little sad. It took me 33 years, and it's not like I never had discipline growing up. That's certainly not true, but nonetheless, it's something I think about far more these days. Anyways, that's all I got for you today. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about some of the deployment tools and techniques I used for the Laracast Refresh. So stay tuned for that.